This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1124. Can using hormonal birth control affect the health of future children? By Science of Relationships of Loves.com. Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday. I am your host, Greg Audino, and I'm here to read to you some of the best relationship content around. I do this each day of the week, but today's post will stand out a bit from the rest. For those who like science more than the gushy stuff or the narrative stuff, this post will be for you, as we're going to be hearing about what the folks at Loves.com have learned about the effects of birth control on future children, after compiling research and knowledge from a few different studies. So listen close, I'm going to start the post now, and optimize your life. Can using hormonal birth control affect the health of future children? By Science of Relationships of Loves.com. When choosing a partner to have children with, it's only natural to desire Prince Charming or Cinderella, who may pass on their beneficial genetic qualities to future kids. Given that better genes increase the offspring's survival and reproductive chances, mechanisms that detect genetic quality should have evolved to lead people to be physically attracted to knights in shining jeans. One such cue for mate suitability is odor, which signals compatibility between potential mates' immune systems. Specifically, odor indicates the extent of overlapping between potential mates' immune systems, such that more attractive odor signals less overlap between mates' immune systems. The larger the dissimilarity between mates' immune systems, the more threats the immune system can combat. Offspring would thus benefit the most from having parents with dissimilar immune systems, which results in an enhanced immune system. Accordingly, women have evolved to be physically attracted to men with a dissimilar immune system, primarily during high fertility cycle phases. Using the sweaty t-shirts paradigm, in which female participants sniff t-shirts recently worn by males, studies have demonstrated that women indeed tend to prefer the scent of partners with dissimilar immune systems over that of partners with similar immune systems. Unfortunately, contraceptive pill use interferes with mate selection and reverses the natural preference for mates with dissimilar immune systems, such that women prefer the odor of partners with a similar immune system over that of a partner with a dissimilar immune system while on contraceptive pills. This shift in preferences corresponds to the one occurring across the menstrual cycle. In particular, naturally cycling women experience male preference shift throughout their menstrual cycle that helps them obtain resources relevant to the current fertility status, fertile versus infertile. During the fertile phase of the menstrual cycle, women seek genetic benefits for their offspring and are thus more attracted to men whose features indicate such benefits, like masculine faces, bodies, and voice. In contrast, during the infertile phase of the cycle, women seek cues of high investment in parenting and partnership, which are typically associated with fewer masculine features. Women tend to prefer immune system similarity during the infertile phase for similar reasons. Its association with the smell of genetic relatives who may assist them during pregnancy. Because contraceptive pills introduce hormones that prevent ovulation and lead to temporary loss of fertility, women's natural preference fixates on similarity, as in natural infertile phases of the cycle. In particular, normally cycling women who are not using contraceptive agents, tend to rate men with dissimilar immune systems as more physically attractive, whereas women using contraceptive pills tend to rate men with similar immune systems as more physically attractive. The shift in women's mate preferences, which occurs because of contraceptive pill use, and involves switching to preferring poorly fitting partners, may adversely affect the adaptability of their children's immune system. A recent study examined whether children born to couples who met during regular contraceptive pill use would display more symptoms associated with a weaker immune system, like being infection-prone or needing more medical care, in comparison with children whose parents met when the mother was not using contraceptive pills. 192 women aged 22 to 48 participated in the study. All participants reported being the biological mother of a child 1 through 8 years old. This age range was selected because children in their early years are frequent users of health services. 61 women reported that they met their children's father while using a contraceptive pill, whereas 119 women reported that they were not using a contraceptive pill while they met their children's father. The participants provided information about their child's health, including their children's tendency to get sick, their overall health, overall relative health in comparison with other children their age, child's relative speed of recovery when sick, number of visits to a medical institute to receive medical treatment, and number of hospitalizations. Results have revealed that children to mothers who were on the pill are more infection prone, require more medical care, suffer from a higher frequency of common sicknesses, and are perceived as generally less healthy than children whose parents met on non-pill circumstances. These findings indicate that a key factor in securing children's future might be traced to a choice people made years before their children were born, the decision to use a contraceptive pill. The implications of these findings are profound, as the use of contraceptive pills is widespread and still growing. 62% of all U.S. women in their reproductive ages are currently using a contraceptive method. The aftermath of these numbers is gloomy. The immune system of current generation children might be more fragile than that of our ancestors, leaving the current and future generations more susceptible to pathogens and more dependent on medical care as its effective line of defense. You just listened to the post titled, "Can Using Hormonal Birth Control Affect the Health of Future Children?" by Science of Relationships of Loves.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. And a highly informative article today. Can always count on Loves to bring some research into the picture and shake up our normal style with some concrete numbers. Not much for me to say here, besides the fact that the use of birth control pills is a highly personal decision for women. And as I'm sure Dr. Neil over on Optimal Health Daily can attest to, when it comes to any type of pill or medication, there are so many side effects that are well worth considering. Though they might not always be advertised as such, many of them can affect the person we bring to our relationships. They affect ourselves. Whether it's altering the partners we may pick, like we learned about today, or anything else from changes in mood, activity, our ability to communicate, and so on. We bring our whole selves to relationships. And because medications can stand to change pieces of who we are, we must pay attention to their side effects and appropriate research for our sake and the sakes of those who we care about. That is all for now, everybody. I hope you were able to stick with this article. I hope you learned something from it and that it's given you something to think about should birth control be a part of your life or the life of a loved one. And do be sure to come on back tomorrow for another parenting post in the Friday show. I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.